You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Hey everybody, this is Sean A. Russell, founder of Vegans Explore, and I'm doing this episode right now because it is the 100th episode of Vegans Explore, the Vegans Explore podcast, and I've been doing it every single day since November 1st, 2025 as a commitment to the vegan movement. And as we have continued on this path, I wanted to share not only some of the takeaways from this experience, because it has been a commitment. There definitely have been days where I'm like, do I really need to make a podcast every day? And I'm also thinking to myself, like, if I just stuck to a weekly podcast, I would have like almost three years worth of podcast, you know, by the time this is all over. But nevertheless, some great things have come out of this. One, it has helped me create a cadence of how I like to create content. It has allowed me to connect with a lot of really cool people that I probably wouldn't have connected with before, because I probably would have just put the podcast on the back burner. And it also has helped me stay focused on the mission, stay focused on how we're going to develop this into something bigger than it is right now. So, you know, since we've launched, we've had some great interviews. We've had Dr. Michael Clapper on the program. We had a few other people that we've had on the program that were actually content from previous goals at this that I decided to put together and put out to you guys. We also did some topics and covered some different subject matter within the movement. So where I want to take it into the next 100 days is really focusing on stories of people within the vegan movement, get more people on the podcast, but even more than that, because even my bandwidth to do that isn't as expansive as I would like it to be, I would also like to have people leave messages using our voice recording feature on vegansexplore.com/podcast and vegansexplore.com/contact. If you go on those pages, do yourself, just go on those pages, take a look at it, and you'll see an option to leave a voice recording. You don't even have to leave an email address if you don't want to. I suggest, because if you have a good story, I might want to bring you on and be a full guest. But that's your opportunity to leave some feedback, leave a question, leave a comment, whatever you want. You know, obviously I'm going to pick and choose, so don't waste your time and do something silly, because I'll just laugh and not listen to it the whole way through. Do that, because I would love to feature a little bit of those on each episode as well, and even answer some of those as full episodes. So I highly encourage you guys to do that. I would love for the next 100 episodes to be the majority of that, because I feel like there's a lot of stories not being told currently in the vegan movement that get to be told. So what I wanted to do on this episode is I wanted to share my vegan origin story. I've done it a few times, but not, I don't think I have done it recently in the Vegans Explore realm. Definitely not on the podcast, I don't believe. So when I first, you know, for a lot of people, when they decide to make that choice to go vegan, it isn't something that's just like a light bulb that ching ching turns on and they automatically go vegan. There are some people like that. I have heard some stories. I might even told you I was like that when I decided to go vegan, because that's sort of the case, but not really. If I really start to dig deep and look at the origins of it all. For me, it started as part of my health journey. I decided I wanted to lose weight after being, I don't want to say embarrassed, but, you know, playfully encouraged to look at my weight by a family member. And I went on that kick, as I always do. Once I'm on it, I'm on it. So I was running every day. I was watching what I was eating. I even found this program online called Beyond Diet, which pretty much broke down everything that you're putting into your body, what nuts do, what milk does, what dairy does, what meat does. It wasn't vegan, but it showed you what all the things were that you're putting into your body. And I like to say, once I saw that, I couldn't unsee it. It's like I knew exactly what I was doing to myself when I wanted to eat that cake or eat those cookies or have that burger or whatever the situation. So I found myself eliminating things from my diet. I eliminated red meat, you know, years, decades before. I'm not going to say decades, but like a decade before I decided to go vegan. I cut out processed sugars. I slowly systematic dairy. You know, dairy's, I stopped eating dairy way before I was vegan. And eventually got to the point where I was just eating a few things. So I was working at an elementary school and there's a vegetarian. One of my coworkers was a vegetarian and she had this really cool energy, almost like, I don't want to say the hippie energy, but just like a very cool, relaxed, centered energy. And I was like, wow, I wonder if that's because she's vegetarian. So one day after school, I went into her office and we started talking about vegetarianism. And in that conversation, she was very patient with me as I asked questions. She talked about veganism. And then I was like, veganism? Wow, that sounds pretty extreme. So my takeaway from that conversation was, I'm going to try that. I'm going to try being vegan so I could be vegan. Honestly, the reason I went vegan, first time I went vegan, was because I wanted to say I was vegan. There, I said it. Ooh, that feels so good letting that out. Because I wanted to say I was special. I was vegan. I'm better than you. I don't eat animals. So that was the first time I did it. And it was like, again, not too far off of how I was eating. It was actually between keto and I tried the paleo, but it was between keto or vegan. And that back then I was thinking of it as a diet. So I went vegan. It lasted, this was like 2008. I went vegan and for a year I was good. You know, going summer of 2009, I remember it like it was yesterday because that was the same summer Michael Jackson died. And that summer I was already booked to go out to LA for an anime convention when I was running Anime 3000. And that's where they were having Michael Jackson's funeral. So I was in LA, you know, first time away from my hometown as a vegan. So this was really my first test. And while I was out there, and once again, I'm in LA. I can laugh at this later after the fact, but I'm in LA and I don't know where my stuff is. I was like a registered member of the Whole Foods Association of Shoppers when I was vegan. So I was there every day getting my comfort foods, my transitional foods, my faux meats, all those sort of things. I didn't know where to find that in LA. And I ended up going back to old habits. And then that gave me permission to kind of go slide back, not to the point where I was eating red meat and dairy, but little things here and there, eating my eggs, eating my chicken, some fish here and there, my ackee and salt fish, you know, things of that nature. So fast forward to 2013, I want to give it a go one more time. And what was different this time was I found community. And when I didn't find the community that I wanted, which is usually the case, I built the community. And that's when SoFlo Vegans came in the picture. And which interesting fact, the original name for SoFlo Vegans, which was my original community that I built, which eventually turned into Vegans Explore, was going to be called Vegan Cartel. Yes, this is 2013-ish. I decided I wanted to call it Vegan Cartel. I couldn't get the domain for it, so I kind of put it on the back burner. I was in a meetup group for South Florida Vegans. The owner dropped out, as many people do, because it's like a trap on that meetup. You know, you have a big old community and then it's like sort of dormant and you still got to pay. It's a racket, I tell you. But anyways, so when I took over the South Florida Vegans group, I then rebranded it to SoFlo Vegans and ran that for about 10 years. And then around 2018 came up with Vegans Explore. But the whole point I'm making here is, for me, when I first went vegan in 2008, I didn't have my why. I was doing it for frivolous reasons. But in 2013, my why was to build community. And I've been doing that ever since. And I feel like that's one of the strongest components of sustaining and sticking it out, is having a strong enough why that when old habits start to come up, when comfort becomes your main motivation, having that strong enough why is going to keep you in there. So that's why I find, like, when people go vegan for the animals, which really vegan is an ethical movement for the animals, everything else is just, you know, things on the peripheral of it. I find people stick with it longer. You know, you find a reason, you find a way to make it work for your health. You find a way to make adjustments and not just throw it like a baby out with the bathwater, which is a horrible analogy. But That's pretty much what happened for me, why I'm still in this, why I'm doing this daily podcast, because I feel like if I don't have something, a big enough why, for me to be sticking this out until the 1st of November, 2026, I could easily just decide to push it over here and focus on other things, because I have more than enough things that I can put my hands into and have fun with. For me to be able to say I'm going to post not only a podcast every day, but post on social media every day, it's reminds me every day why I get to do this, and it leads me to some really good news. We're continuously evolving what it is that we're doing, and you know, we still have those five core members that we're focusing on. We have the pre-vegans, the seasoned vegans, we have the businesses, we have the nonprofits, and we have the content creators. So I had a conversation with a business owner the other day at La Chia Vegana. And we spoke for about an hour, and the conversation was extremely enlightening. And I love these conversations I do have with these business owners, because I get to ask them questions. That gives me, I guess, R&D, research and development, and knowledge into what to create for the community. So what we really talked about was just, you know, the cost of running a business, not just financially, but emotionally, you know, the time that you take away from doing other things, like especially when you have couples working together that, you know, they can't even have a weekend where they're together unless they shut the business down. And then to be in a building where, you know, hardly anybody's coming in, you know, you start wondering if it's worth. So all these things that are talked about behind the scenes, and that really just reminded me of the type of conversations I want to bring to this podcast. Like, I just want to be able to take my microphone out and just put it on the table and just for us to just talk and be able to do that. But I'll definitely do that more often when I have these conversations with these restaurateurs and nonprofits and things of that nature. I want the conversations to be raw. But what I got out of that was collective bargaining, figuring out a way that we can bring the cost down on stuff, which will trickle down to the people who are going to eat the food. A lot of other things that came up that we're going to be implementing into our community partnership program and rolling it out into guides and all the cool things that we get to do. It's really about, how can I provide value to these five stakeholder groups? How can I make it a no-brainer for you guys to want to support us back and sell you on the bigger vision? So that's what I get to work on. That's what you're going to probably see more and more, especially as I tell these stories, switching the way we do things behind the scenes so it's a little bit more sustainable and so much more. But if you're still watching this, thank you so much. This is a big deal for me, being at 100 episodes, you know, 100 days of consistent posting on this podcast, and we're not even at the halfway point. So we're excited that you are joining us on this journey. Know that this is more than just a podcast. This is a movement that we're creating. We're making a point with this show, and it will get better, and you'll be able to find out about some really cool things that are happening. And the best part is, if you want to be a part of this and help this grow and seed the development of what it is we're creating, because it's bigger than a podcast, where our ultimate goal is putting people in each of these cities to help tell their stories, to help promote the events that are happening, to pull the resources together, to organize. That's what we want to do. You know, what we've been able to do in South Florida for 10 years, we want to be able to do in other places. And I know that that's going to take teamwork. That's going to take a system. That's going to take, you know, financial stability as an organization. And we are a nonprofit organization. And those are all things that are coming. So I'm all in. And I'm so glad that you are all in. If you are all in, type all in the comments. I promise you're not going to get any automations, but I just want to know who's listening to this. Are you motivated? If you are, you can support by leaving a review, leaving a comment, going to veganexplore.com/podcast/contact, leaving a voicemail, letting us know what your thoughts are. If you have ideas, whatever you want to leave, the interaction between you and I, between this audience, this amazing community, and myself is what this is all about. So thank you guys for tuning in. And yeah, like I always like to say, we are a daily podcast, so I will see you, that's right, tomorrow. Catch you later. Oh,